you had a fantastic 2014 with Impact Wrestling. What were your highlights?
Oh, thank you very much. You know, many of the highlights, really. Like, obviously, getting onto the Impact Wrestling roster and just, you know, making my own little stamp for my character, really. It was just, you know, carving out a niche and just, like, there's no one like that on the Impact Wrestling roster. So it was really that, just bringing myself to the forefront and, you know, just introducing the audience to who I am, what I bring. And, you know, it was just great that as the year went on, the audience more and more warmed to me, because, let's be honest, Brockstar was a bit of an idiot, but he's the Impact Wrestling fans' idiot, which, you know, as much as they like to see him fail, I think one day they just want to see him, you know, just win. So, one of those things. It's been a rollercoaster year, but it's obviously, you know, it's been the best year of my life.
What was it like, because you were involved in a number of the top feuds, what was it like working with the likes of Kurt Angle and Jeff Hardy, two massive names that were established before they came to Impact Wrestling? Did they offer you advice throughout?
Yeah. I mean, you always pick advice up off the people you work with, especially guys like Kurt and Jeff, who, you know, wealth of experience. And obviously working with Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, Team 3D, just all those people, you can just be a sponge and just soak up knowledge with. And being massive fans of all of them growing up, it you know, again, dream come true, but at the same time, you know, from a professional standpoint, really rewarding that, one, that you can keep up with these people and they're happy to work with you and they trust you and they want to hear your ideas and stuff like that. So, I mean, that sort of stuff's always great. I mean, it just, you know, sometimes you got to sit back and think who these, you know, realise who you're dealing with, and then, like, you know, I'm at that level now. It's, you know, it's really awesome.
You were involved in a storyline with EC3, Ethan Carter III, throughout the year. You were friends, you're now enemies. What's it like working with him? Because he's someone who was in another wrestling promotion who never really got a chance. He's come to Impact Wrestling, and I've got to say, I've been really impressed with him. What's it been like working with him?
The chemistry was just there from day one. And, you know, when we first met, I think, you know, both of us a bit wary of each other. I'd never even seen his work with, you know, the other promotion. Like I didn't even know that was even him. So I hadn't really taken the time to watch it, but he's just had a fresh start, just getting the right opportunity. And that's what wrestling's about. It's the right person getting the right time, the right opportunity, and the right people watching. And that's what the both of us needed. And the both of us have the same mindset in regards to wrestling. We both have the same, thoughts in regards to how do we go about this? As heels, how do we get the baby face over? We just have the same sort of, you know, we have the same sort of teaching, because I think he went to OVW for a number of months as well, where I trained for like 10 months before I got brought up to the roster. So we're on the same mindset. Also, we've got that instant chemistry, and you can see that on screen. And not only that, you can feel it because it's real. You know, we were the best of friends. Like, we travel with each other all the time. Obviously, we don't travel with each other as much now, but it's just one of those things that you can see when two people come together on screen and they have that chemistry. So it's, you know, if the audience are picking it up, everyone backstage was picking it up, and it was working, and that's what it's about. So if people are noticing us as new stars and Impact Wrestling stars, you know, we can only do anything but make money.
Impact Wrestling in 2015 starts on a new network. I'm just wondering, was there any concern in the locker room? Because at a time it looked like Spike weren't going to take it up, and then a number of the dirt sheets were saying, will Impact Wrestling be cancelled? Obviously, you know, it'd been terrible if that had happened. Did that ever concern you? Or did you always have faith that Impact Wrestling would be picked up?
Well, it's not even that. I mean, like, every few years, TNA and Dixie have to go through these negotiations, and the way social media has evolved over, especially the last 3 years, it's been ridiculous. It's just become this monster of its own. So everybody feels like they're a part of everything that's going on, whether it be, you know, in the back or even deeper in the back, up in the clouds with all the executives. So when you have these negotiations regularly, they're not an issue, but because now with social media, and they go, oh my god, they're having negotiations, and everybody, like, you know, makes a mountain out of a molehill, and it seems to just snowball and become this enormous deal that it wasn't, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
None of us internally were worried because we knew what was going on. Everybody else who's not in the company, who is just watching from afar or has never had any way of knowing what's going on, they're the ones that are making this big hoo-ha about it, and we're all sitting there like, what is going on? Like, it was comedic at times, just reading some of the stuff. it's just people just wanting to be involved or wanting to be noticed or wanting people to go, hey, look at me, I've got this big story over here. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean that it's true. You know what I mean? So, I mean, God bless the people who are trying, but, like, TNA's going to be around for a long, long time.
So, Impact Wrestling is on the new network, Destination America, and already 3 shows have been announced for the cable network. It must be such a positive that so much programming is going to be made available with the network for Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, it's such a positive thing. I mean, Spike were amazing partners, they really were. But we're now on a network, much like when we were with Challenge in England. Their whole channel has a big home for the wrestling, and that's what Destination America is. The whole thing is catered around Impact Wrestling now, so they bring a lot of their live audience and a lot of their viewers, and all the viewers that we're going to bring to their channel, which can only make the channel grow. As you've seen with Challenge over here, we've helped the Challenger TV channel grow in the UK. Now we're going to help the Destination America channel grow in the US. Also, we're helping Sony 6 grow in India, and we're helping channels all over the world, wherever we are, just because of our fan base. And that's what TNA brings to the channel when we work with them. So, the only way is up with Destination America, it really is.
Speaking of the international flavour, the England tour is coming, and just how much are you looking forward to returning home, although you are home at the minute, but returning home to wrestle for Impact Wrestling?
Cannot wait. The fact that I'm going to be coming home to, a much more positive, hopefully, a much more positive reaction, because it seems like with everything that's been going on with EC3, not only are the Brits on board with it, but the Brits are sticking up for their own in regards to the British boot camp kids as well. But they're also getting behind. The American audience has got behind Rockstar Spud. The English audience has got behind Rockstar Spud. With, everybody's hashtagging on with Spud. Everyone's buying the On the Spud t-shirts, which we sold out of. So I'm just so looking forward to being on the tour. And I mean, last year, with my association with the Carters and Magnus and EC3, wasn't a positive reaction. When I went to my hometown in Birmingham, an amazing reaction, just because I was there performing in front of my home crowd and they were appreciating what I was doing, because, as I said earlier, Rockstar Spud's a little bit of an idiot, but he's your idiot. So you're in on the joke with him. I can't wait to be in England again, and Scotland as well. I just really, just in front of United Kingdom fans, the most passionate fans in the world, I just really, really can't wait. And I just want to stand there and just soak in the reaction, because I don't know if I'm going to be a hero or whether they're going to resent me or what, but I just want to soak in the atmosphere, because it's the best atmosphere in the world when we come to the UK.
You mentioned the English fans and the Scottish fans. Do you notice a difference between the English and the Scottish fans compared to the American fans?
It's the same as what I compare to American football and Premiership football. There's a lot more, hopefully, there's a lot more do-or-die testosterone, in the terraces when it's the United Kingdom fans. It really is. Because it's like, that's my guy, and he needs to win. And it's just like the football, we need to win this, we need the 3 points. But when I sit in American audiences, they do appreciate the pro wrestling, they absolutely love it, but it's nothing like sitting in the stands in the United Kingdom. And it's the same with the American football to the soccer over here. God bless me for calling it soccer, but I'm accustomed to it now. I hate it. But that's what I feel like. I mean, I've gone to American football games, I've sat there, and it's just not like the terraces in the Premiership football. It really isn't. And that, I that's what the British audience bring. Plus, they like to have fun. They party, and they will chant what they want to chant, say what they want to say, do what they want to do, and it's, and you know.